Blog Talk Radio.
These hands will wipe the tears for those who cry to you at night, and these feet will walk the mile to the place of those brokenhearted, and my voice will cry out for those who cry out for you. I'll be your heart to the ones I meet. I'll show your love to the least of me. I would have never known if you didn't.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to Friday. We thank God for you. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad to be with you this morning, and so glad for life. Amen. Glad that, as the folks used to say, He's allowed my golden years to roll on. I'm thanking God for life, amen, just for all that He continues to do, amen, in our lives. And I'm grateful to God, and I want to thank you so very much for being with us. And I told you on Monday that we were going to move in a different direction. And so today is our last day doing Blog Talk. Hey, it's the last day for us today. We've got to move in a different direction. I believe God is calling us to do some other things, and we want to not wear ourselves or kill ourselves. Amen. I'm just the Lord has been clear to me as He gives me a new direction, new things that He wants me to do. That I'll have to take something out of my hand to put the new thing in my hand. So it's not to take stuff and continue to keep it and try to keep all these things in my hand. I want to be effective. I want to be as effective as I possibly can with the gifts and the grace, the strength, and the anointing that God has given to me. And so I want to thank you. We've been doing this. I think we started it as a result of 40 days of prayer or 50 days of prayer about 2 years ago, I think it was. And we have been able to continue it and move down that road. And I believe it's time for us to grow and to move into some different things, because growing things change and changing things grow. And so I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your commitment, and I want to encourage you to follow us on Instagram and on Facebook. I know I resisted it as well, but if you want to follow us, it's just my name on Facebook right now. We're going to raise up a different type of account, so right now, you can follow me at Tyrone X, as in Xavier, Tyrone X Stevenson, and on Instagram, because Instagram allows us to do video as well. And so Instagram, you can follow us on biker_preacher, biker_preacher. And so I want to ask your prayers for us as we attempt to reach out and really embrace and grow and help as many people as we can. And so I want you to just pray for us. That's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you to pray for us. I'm going to ask you to follow us on those platforms. And I'm going to ask you to ask God to help us to reach more people. What we think we're going to do is probably during during lunchtime and do some time of teaching and prayer on those platforms and use that to really engage people. Last week we did it because the Lord just told me to do it. I just jumped out there and did it, and we've seen tremendous growth and following. I think we have 600, 600 some odd followers just in that first week. And so we want to jump on board, and we've got quite a few people sharing the videos. We've got one of the videos that we did last week that we've gotten almost 1,000 views on, and 80, 90, 100 shares. And so we want to get that and just keep it moving because it allows us to touch more people and for a longer period of time, because people can go on and they can hear and listen at any time. They can hear and listen at any time. And so we want to just kind of jump on and be a part of that. Amen. So let's pray. And I'm going to pray and ask God for his blessings upon you and upon what we're doing for his glory, because it's not for anything else other than the glory of God, that we might draw people to an amazing God and that they might come in contact with the Savior. And that's the reason that we do what we do. So let's pray. Father, thank you. We are grateful to you for giving us a word a few years ago to follow you in this road. And Lord, we did that. We've been faithful. We've been faithful on my end. We've been faithful on our team's end. We've been faithful. I want to thank you for Samara and her faithfulness to this, and Leighton before her and his faithfulness to continue to help push the gospel and getting the station and all the things ready that we needed to do every morning and then doing it 3 times a week. I'm grateful to you for them because I could not have done it without them, and I'm asking that you would bless them for their faithfulness. And then, Lord, there were people who have faithfully logged on and prayed with us every morning. And I want to thank you for them, God. I want to thank you, Lord, for their faithfulness to follow as we move down this road and to pray with us and for us. God, and I pray that you would use whatever we have been able to deposit into the hearts of people, that you would use it, that they might turn around and deposit it into somebody else's heart. And that, God, we would become disciples who disciple other people. And, God, I'm praying now that you would take the vision that you have given us for what's next and that you would bless it, that you would use it to glorify yourself, and that you would use it to lift up yourself and to bless people, to draw people unto you. And God, I pray that you give me wisdom and guidance for an area that I've never really been involved in. And I just believe that you're going to do something with it that's going to benefit the lives of people. It's going to benefit the ministry that you've given me, and it's going to, most importantly, benefit you. God, and the gospel that you've given us to preach. And so, Lord, bless us as we go. Bless us as we seal this moment and take all the seeds that we've planted, bring forth a harvest to them. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And I appreciate your commitment, and I pray to see you on our Instagram and on our Facebook, and you'll hear about that over the coming weeks as we just continue to work through it to try to see what we can do and how it should look. All right? God bless you. I love you. And God's speed be unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye.